Fondazione Radio Magica presents Umberto's Pullet, Trieste poet, born in 1883 and died in 1957. Written by Beatrice Mazzini. Read by Rachel Hay.
Umberto Saba was not his real name. Originally, it was Polly, but he changed it when he grew up. Sometimes writers and poets do it. He was born in Trieste towards the end of the 19th century. He was a cabin boy on a ship and then a student and did various jobs. Meanwhile, he began to publish his poems. He was a young man when he had to leave to take part in the First World War. When he returned, he opened an antique bookshop in town, selling old and precious books. Its name was Old and Modern Bookshop. It still exists today and is called Libreria Antiquaria Umberto Saba. Nearby, there is a bronze statue of the poet with a pipe in his mouth. He is leaning on a walking stick, also made of bronze, and making his way towards the bookshop to go to work. There are poets who write about things great and distant, and poets who choose to write about things close and small, which they know well. Saba was one of the latter. His poems speak of simple things, life, animals, games and toys, and football. Often he mentions his city, with its piers, waves, Lido, sails, warehouses of nets and ropes, boats, flag shops, and working people. There are girls playing ball, and boys who get lost playing around the wrecks of old ships, a game both dangerous and adventurous at the same time. A little boy called Berto often appears in his poems. He is the poet himself as a child. A young boy who gets tired of the things that surround him sees the school as a prison and wants to explore the world, the hills, the port, the streets of the city he does not know. A very important person in Umberto Saba's life was his wife, Lina. In one of his poems, he says she is a pullet, a young cow, a swallow, a dog, a rabbit, an ant. He read it to her immediately after writing it, happy because he was convinced he had done a good job. And she, who had just returned from the grocery store full of parcels and packages, was somewhat offended, perhaps because she was tired and did not want to listen to verses, or perhaps because she did not like being compared to a cow. Yet it is a very beautiful poem. But even some of its first readers found it strange and they laughed. Yet there is nothing to laugh at. At a certain point in the life of Umberto and Lina, another Lina arrived, Linuccia, their daughter. Many poems are dedicated to her too. According to her father, the poet, she resembles a thread of smoke, a cloud, the sea surf, light things that fly and dissolve in the air.